Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
What's up, you guys? You know what time it is. It's Undiscovered Gold with your girl, Nala. We meet here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. So you know what time it is for us, right? All right, you guys. It's also Way Back Wednesday. We run out to throwbacks today throughout our station along with our Undiscovered Gold artists. We never know when they're going to pop in, but I do have my top five artists. But today is a special day because we have an interview with Laylo from the West Coast. TNG stands for Trapped in the Game. But before we get into this interview, we're going to ride out to Rent. You guys, that's Run It by Laylo, TNG. We about to get into this interview, so here we go.
Hello.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's what's up. Thank you for the broadcast today on MN Live Radio. My name is Nala, and you guys, we are interviewing Laylo. Did I say it correct?
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay. TNG, you guys, and TNG stands for Trapped in the Game. So yes. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from?
I live in Baldwin Park, California, which is Los Angeles County. I am 30 years old. I started to get on my music thing once again after eight years, stuff like that, you know. So I started up again. I've been going strong for like almost a year now.
Wow.
Yeah. 8 years.
So you had some obstacles to fight through, huh?
Yeah. It's just, I got asked plenty of times, the years to, if I wanted to do music again, and I wasn't really into that at the time. And then I just one night I just got up and started writing, and then I'm like, I'm gonna keep it going, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Game, okay. So, how would you describe your musical style? How would you describe it?
I feel like it's a little West Coast, but like a new flavor, but it's old school, you know?
Yeah, it does have that Ice Cube feel to it. That's where I'm at with
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, okay.
When I first sounds heard good. It.
Yeah. Because...
Okay.
Because not really, because they tried to put, like, my, like, who I sounded like, and they really couldn't put me, like with somebody else. So, like, they said my older brother used to make music, so they compared us well with each other, you know?
Wow, that's what's up. Yeah. So, what was your first album or EP that you have ever owned? Not your own, but, like, who stuck out to you as a rapper that you just felt like you had to have it?
You know what? It was actually Tupac. He was one of my favorite rappers, and I always bought all his CDs. I got them from the All Eyes on Me, all those greatest hits, all those Tupac CDs. I like. He was a big influence, you know.
That's what's up. That's shocking. That's just gonna say somebody like Snoop Dogg, or you know, something like that.
I like how he was able to paint a picture with his lyrics, you know?
That's okay. So, when you're performing or when going out to different venues as an artist, when you see people play live or live, what do you do as an artist?
Me, I look for how do you say I like to, we pray first before we perform, things like that, you know, and we listen to our music before we go to the venue and things like that, and we just try to remember all the lyrics, you know, so.
That's what's most important, huh? Yeah. Remembering those lyrics.
Yeah, because it's kind of a lot, you know, so, because we work on different music every day, you know, so we have to, just try to be on point as much as we can.
So being that you have so many songs, how do you remember lyrics?
Usually I try to take like a couple of days before to to try to remember them, hear them on my headphones or try to write it down on paper, you know, so I could paint the picture on it, you know, so I could remember it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I know it's a lot, but at the end it's worth it, you know, once you put on a good show.
Let's dig into some personal, or what we would say, like our ego side of ourselves and as an artist. We all have one. So who is your superhero? Like, who is your superhero and why is he your superhero?
Superhero, I say my father, because he's a hard worker and he's... It works nonstop, you know, like nonstop, even when he's off of work, and he gave me that mentality, you know, like always keep grinding, you know, keep that drive going, you know.
That is awesome. That's a good example. That's a good example. Okay, so let's see. If we were to go out with your family for drinks, because they say you can tell a lot about a person by what they drink, if they drink. What kind of drink would you buy?
What kind of drink? I used to drink liquor back in the day, but now I just stick to, like, regular beer. I drink Dos Equis.
Is that, like, a Spanish type of beer?
It's like a lager.
Oh, okay.
It's a green can with two X's on it.
Oh,
yeah, it's very good. Yeah, but if it came to shots, I usually drink like Patron, or like every once in a while, you know, Patron or Jack Daniels.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sharp liquor. So what is your favorite thing to order from room service?
Room service, breakfast, pancakes.
You're a breakfast type of person? Get the day started?
Yes, some eggs, you know, pancakes, bacon. Okay. Steak.
Steak?
Yeah, right away.
Wow. Okay, so what's a song that you have stuck in your head nowadays? Like, do you listen to old school, new school, or what grabs your attention and what stays on your mind throughout the day?
You know what? It has to be my very first song that I ever did, which is All In. That one right there catches my attention because it has more of meaning, you know, like to me, because that's the first song I recorded in the studio. And like, you know, for me to have to redo it twice and then for it to come out like this, like it's a big, how do you say, it's a good feeling, you know, because it was also one of my cousin's favorite songs, you know, that passed away recently, you know, so.
What inspired you to write it?
I don't know. I just felt it that day, like, you know, like just like put everything on the table, you know.
Wow.
Everything on the table and see what happens. And people started liking it, started messing with it, you know, and they're bumping it right here in my city, you know. So
is it like speaking your life in it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I'm sorry. What was that?
Where did you get your artistic inspiration? Like, where do you find it to start?
To start, I had to hear a beat, and I had to just feel it. Like you know, I hear it multiple times, things like that. So I had to vibe with it and see where I go with it. And usually, I go the right way with it. You know, like,
you're a beat person. Cause I'm a beat. Yeah. If I don't like the beat, I'd be like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. I can't just put anything on anything. Like, you know, and like, it's just the beat. The beat is what moves you, you know?
That's what's up. Yeah. If I don't get that first vibe, I'll be like, nah, I'm not feeling it, you know?
Yeah. you got to get something that's catchy for the listener to keep on hearing, you know?
Yes. So who's your fashion icon and why?
Fashion icon. I could say I'm not really like a fashion type of person.
Me either.
You know, like I just whatever feels comfortable, you know, ready to go.
Up and go. Okay. Yeah. So give us an insider tip on like what you have coming up. I know I see you got your clothing going, branded. I see you dropping the video.
Well, next on August 11th, I'm actually promoting now, so I'm promoting / performing.
Okay.
At the Lexington Bar in LA. We're also like, I don't know, like we got our own catering business too, so like we do tacos right there and things like that, you know. So we try to keep it within the group, you know.
That's what's up. You have a lot going on.
Yeah, trying to learn all this.
We're all learning together. So are you dropping anything new, or have you dropped anything recently that we need to know about?
Yes, I'm actually dropping the song Deeper that I collabed with the newest member, Jules.
I will be playing that today later on, so you will hear it.
Okay, and that song was made at 4 a.m, and you know, we just vibe with it, and like, damn, it came out good.
And you did say that's your wife on there, right?
Oh, yeah. And then the other song, Run It, is with my wife. Okay. Yeah, she was in the chorus. And, like, that song, we actually went to with the Grammy producer I met in Coast to Coast Live. It was a competition.
Awesome.
And he actually gave me his email, and I got in contact with him, and we made it happen.
I love it. You will be hearing both of those today on my podcast and Friday.
Yes. Can't wait.
You know, that stands out, that, you know, you would like to give a shout out to today.
I give a shout out to my friends and families, that my supporters, my fans that listen to my music, MN Live Radio. Thank you guys for playing us, and especially you, you know.
Yeah.
Especially you for giving us an opportunity, you know, for an interview. And I hope you guys like our music. Many more to come.
Hey, we are following. Florida, so we're way down here on the south, so you really have our support here.
Hopefully one day we could stop by the studio, you know.
Yeah. Can you tell us what
you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, all platforms. It's Lalo-TNG. We're on all platforms. On YouTube, same thing, Lalo-TNG. And just wait, just for the next music that we're coming out with, just be ready.
Well, we are ready, and I thank you, and I appreciate you for allowing us to promote you and support you and being a part of your journey. That means a lot to us here at MN Live Radio. It means a lot to me. You're a little chilly over here. Yes. So without you, we wouldn't be able to continue our Undiscovered Gold show. So you are a big part. Just know that.
Thank you very much. And I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. God bless. You bye. Too.
Thank you guys for joining me on MN Live Radio today. We have just finished up our interview with Lalo-TNG, which stands for Trapped in the Game. His one single hit has been riding out on MN Live Radio for the past 2 months, and it's called The Next Level. We are definitely on the next level with Lalo at MN Live Radio, and I am proud and thankful and amazed to have met him today. You guys, I played his first hit. It was called Run It, featuring the writer. I hope I'm saying that right. And his second hit I'm about to play for you right now, featuring Jules. The name of this song is called Deeper.
Show me up, but I promise she ain't advertised. And I hang with the bullshit and lying. I don't walk my way, but
All right, you guys, that was Lalo again, TNG. He told you where to find him at on all his social media sites. So make sure you look him up, you guys. Follow him, follow him, follow him. He has a lot of stuff going on. Again, I appreciate him for joining our show here at MN Live Radio. You guys, if you know any artists, DJs, comedians, producers, models that want to participate or have questions about us or even want to just get to know us, for interviews, you know, have them call us, or the best thing to do is email us at mndesignswithazmedia@gmail.com. Artist, I have a special request for you. When you send your music in, please fill out or send in everything that you need to as an artist to be noticed or promoted, as far as down to your cover art autos. We need those to put in so you don't look like a irrelevant artist, because it will come up unknown or you will get looked over, and we don't like to do that to people because people feel left out, or nah, ain't nobody promoting me, or ain't nobody. Fill out your stuff correctly. It is important on the PR side, okay? It helps me, okay? Alright, you guys, thank you for tuning in to my broadcast, my podcast. You know what time it is. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 2 to 4 p.m., I am on MLive Radio. I am your host, Nala, Undiscovered Gold, and I'm signing out.